I'm going to call the City of Franklin's Common Council to order. Madam Clerk, please take the roll.
Alderman Dandrea.
Here.
Alderman Mayer.
Present.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Here.
Alderman Taylor.
Here.
Alderman Schmidt.
Present.
And Alderman Skaronski is excused.
Please rise, join with me in the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Welcome, everyone. Had kind of a busy day today. We had Paul Ryan in town with a couple of hundred folks. It was quite an event. First item on the agenda is citizens' comment period. Are there any citizens wishing to speak? And if so, we'll do the 3-minute time period, and then if somebody wants to go beyond the time period after everyone has spoke, they will be able to do so. So is there anybody wishing to speak during the citizens' comment period? Is there anyone wishing to speak during the citizens' comment period? This would be the time to talk about anything that's on your mind.
Jim Lysak, 8756 West Mallard Court. I just have a note for all of you in the front up here. I was out to dinner with my wife and three other couples that happen to live in Franklin. And one of the couples was very adamant about where these lawn signs are being located. And they said they didn't mind all of the amount of lawn signs, just certain people are putting them on what they considered big money people's property. And are these people who are putting these signs up going to return favors to these rich people later on? Who, you know, it would be like putting it at, we know they can't put it out there at the Rock, because that's county land and you have to have permission from the owners to put these signs up. But they were very adamant about it. And they said, what, is the council going to come out and give these people favors later on if they get elected, these people? That was just a side note that I thought I'd bring to all your attentions. On that same subject, though, a little bit, I think Leroy here is right. I think, really, we should upgrade our sound system in here. We should put cameras in. Every city in the county of Milwaukee has some kind of communication with their constituents within their city, either by television or they go by on their current website, they live cast on their current website, or they even go on YouTube and they cast. I don't know what you people are afraid of, to let your constituents really know what goes on here, because I have a feeling you don't want to pass anything to get any, you'd rather go and buy buildings or whatever, getting agreements with other people, rather than letting your constituents know what's going on over here. And I think Leroy is right. I think we should go ahead with something like this, and I would ask this council to look into it in the future.
Thank you. Anyone else wishing to speak during the citizens' comment period? Yes, sir. If you'd please state your name and address for the record.
Sure. My name's Ron Bailey, 6231 120th Street. I just know that there's a proposal coming in front of you guys for the Rock Complex. I just want to say that I'm actually in Hales Corners, and, you know, the whole time I've been there, that's always been kind of a dump area to me, and my son started playing ball in there last year. So I go over there, drop him off, pick him up, drop him off, pick him up. In my process of doing it, I started realizing I pick him up, drop off my prescription at Walgreens, hit McDonald's, pick my kid up. So we start lingering around, and it's actually a tremendous, tremendous growth over there. And I know they're looking for expansion, and I'm 100% in favor of it. And this is something from out of your community. It actually opened up my eyes to what you have here. And it's just a tremendous niche that is here that is just nowhere around. And if it could develop further, you know, I'm just telling you, I think it's a fantastic opportunity for you guys.
Okay. Thank you very much. By the way, I should take that opportunity to just because the press has not. There's been absolutely no decision whatsoever by the Common Council or the Task Force or the Mayor about any public financing whatsoever. But all those issues still have to be come in and they have to go to the task force and they have to be looked at and reviewed. And I guarantee you that the aldermen of the district or the aldermen that sit on the committee are going to use good fiduciary responsibilities as well as all the members of the Common Council. Our first task is to take care of the taxpayers and the residents of the city.
Mayor, point of clarification on the news was broadcast before the meeting because I didn't get a chance to check any email before the meeting.
As far as what?
What the news broadcast was that you were discussing.
WISN. I was interviewed, and I believe Mr. Zimmerman was interviewed about The Rock yesterday. I was standing out there waving my arms, going, this is the 140 acres and things like that. And I think I made a statement about when Mr. Zimmerman called me and asked or told me about the minor league professional baseball team, you know, my first response back to him was, well, I thought it was Christmas or something like that. And then there was the report also covered a couple of the neighbors that live across the street from The Rock and that they were not pleased and that many of the complaints that they had filed had not yet been addressed, but pretty much gave an overview of what's going on. The reporter that introduced it said that the city was looking at financing the entire project, and that's simply not true. The fact of the matter is the no formal proposal has yet come into the task force for them to take a look at. So that was, I think that was pretty much the nuts and bolts of it. I know I had my hair was all out of whack when I was on the news, but it's what happens.
When you're good looking, it doesn't matter.
Well, easy for you. Okay, anyone else wishing to speak during the citizens' comment period?
Zero 11 Dusty, 8030 West Winston Way. I just want to remind the Department of Public Works that they have to keep coming over to my neighborhood to chop up the ice. I don't know why I can't get an extra drain. So that does not happen. Every morning I get up, I got about 4 inches on the side of my east side of my building where the rest of my neighbors have their mailbox. They did come out once, but if you have an efficient department, they would have fixed that 10 years ago when I started asking for it and not come out every time, throwing salt, using the grater, and cleaning it up. They don't come up there every day. Well, it's back where it was. So I'm kind of disappointed about what I have to put up with the DPW people. In relation to that, I see that they want to put this walk across 51st Street by the school. I think they should wait until all that building situation and the sidewalks are in place first before you attack the problem. We don't know if it's going to be a problem until it's completed. And I've been after them to change the signals on the Oak Leaf Trail across Drexel Avenue that says it's a bike crossing. The bikes don't have any more authority on the road than a car. The pedestrians are the important factor there, and I think that should be changed. I've been after, I think, the last 2-3 months, and it still sits there with a bicycle indication and a bike goes across it. Doesn't make any sense. But that's normal for that department. The other thing I want to bring up is that audio, and I'd like to thank my co-founder here. The library has a better audio system, and occasionally I eat over here at the senior meal program, and that's a better setup than right here in this part of the building. I think they must have about 24 speakers lined up throughout. The sound is evenly throughout the whole place. In fact, you were there with Paul Ryan. Look how nice that. I was in the back end. I could hear every one mic. I don't understand this, why we have so much problem trying to solve this little problem.
Did you hear my question?
What?
Could you hear my question when I asked it?
No, I didn't.
Oh. You missed it.
I'm talking too much, huh? Well, also, I'd like to emphasize the fact that there's a $21,000 bill to repair a truck that blew a valve, evidently. But I had a truck, or a station wagon, rather, that blew the engine. And if you go back to the manufacturer and raise a little cane, they will replace it or either pay half the bill. And I don't know if this has to happen, but I noticed that they got to go all the way to Madison to get this vehicle fixed. Why can't we find somebody in this area? I mean, I don't understand what's going on in that department. It's kind of outstanding, you might say, in one direction. But
I think the top guy just doesn't have enough experience. He's only working on 45 years now.
Yeah, but, you know, nothing's coming out right. One of the things I also want to bring up to the attention is authorization for 4,400 monthly vehicle allowance for the fire chief. And as far as I'm concerned, I think he should use a city vehicle because of the insurance. I don't know how anybody is going to insure his private car if it gets damaged by a fire or he gets hurt in it. And I think he should be equipped with all the possible equipment in a city vehicle, like the radio, the global positioning, his uniform, his boots, his helmet. I mean, it just doesn't sound right. I was a friend of Richard Seeland. He was a former Milwaukee Fire Department. We grew up together, so I know quite a bit about what was
going
on.
Good man.
That's about all for today. Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, when we get to that subject, maybe Mr. Liberta can address it. Anyone else wishing to speak during the citizens' comment period? Is there anyone else wishing to speak during the citizens' comment period? Anyone else wishing to speak? If not, I'm going to close the citizens' comment period and put my glasses on. I was going to say, don't get used to that seat. I might be using that seat pretty soon. Be right.
Thank you.
Well, I can't go camping all the time. announcements from Mayor Tom Taylor of upcoming community events and news items. I was sitting next to Steve Taylor at the Paul Ryan thing today, and I said I had my mayor emblem on that said Mayor Taylor, so I was...
I'll gladly accept.
I did say Tom Taylor.
I'll gladly accept.
Item 2A, 2014 Community Guide and Business Directory from the South Suburban Chamber of Commerce. I wanted to put it on there to let you know that when you approve something, it actually got published. I thought it was a great ad. You should have it all in your packets. And I think it's doing the job that was intended for. So that's pretty much it. And then you also have the directory. And for the residents that don't know, there's a great directory put out by Southeastern Chamber of Commerce. It has all the businesses, and it's really quite a resource. Okay, moving forward. Resolution authorizing certain officials to execute an agreement for the installation of a Cassidian phone system in the Franklin Law Enforcement Center with Bay Communications, Inc. Oh, let's do the minutes. Regular minutes of March 4th, 2014 are in front of you. Any questions, comments? Alderman Schmidt.
I would move to approve with, I think we need an amendment or two. Under G9, it says at the bottom, it said the three of us voted aye, and then the other
it's
three voted aye.
It's in there.
It's the correction part of it.
It's right here.
Oh, it says this amendment.
Okay. So everything else is okay? All right. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed, I say motion carries. Now, item G1, resolution authorizing certain officials to execute an agreement for the installation of the Cassidian phone system in the Franklin Law Enforcement Center with Bay Communications. And we have with us Police Chief Oliva and Inspector Pond. And then the person that actually runs the police department, Cindy. So.
Yes, good evening. I'll give the short version, and if you like details, Cindy will be able to provide some details. But I brought this in front of the council last year during the budget process, and it's actually been on our radar for the last several years. It's the replacement of our 911 phone system. which is very old. It's the original system from the building, and it's due to be no longer supported, no more equipment or parts available for the system, and it's pretty much a necessity to have it replaced, and that's what the request for is, replace our 911 phone system. It was placed on the capital improvement fund last year for this year's budget.
So I'll make a motion to approve.
That money. Second. Freed up.
Been moved and seconded. Only one question. Did the Technology Commission weigh in on this, Mr. Liberto?
No, they did not.
Okay. Was there, you staff, was there a desire to do so, or? If not, any further? Yeah. Alderman Wilhelm?
Well, I noticed that it says we're going to provide a non-hazardous work environment. Does that mean someone is going to be from this company working in the building? Or
no. I think that's some standard boilerplate language that they provide to say that they're going to provide some safe equipment, I believe, Mr. City Attorney.
It says when they perform services, we will provide them a location at no charge of a non-hazardous work environment with a heat, light, power. I'm just wondering what we're going to
City Attorney is raising his hand. City Attorney?
It's only a standard provision that when the vendor's workers show up at the Franklin Police Department that they're not in unsafe territory.
Boilerplate. And any further discussions? By the way, I was only kidding, Chief. You and Gaylor do an absolutely fantastic job of running that police department. We're very thankful to have you.
Thank you.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed? Five ayes, no noes. Ayes have it. Motion carries. Item 2, agreement with Mauawatt County Emergency Medical Services, EMS, allowing the Franklin Fire Department to operate as a training site for American Heart Association classes.
Move to approve.
Second.
Moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? Five ayes, no noes. Ayes have it. Motion carries. Item 3, authorization for $400 monthly vehicle allowance for Fire Chief Remington in lieu of regular use of a take-home vehicle. Mr. Liberto?
In the council action sheet, I'm forwarding the request from Chief Remington to be able to operate under a vehicle allowance instead of a take-home vehicle. From a human resources standpoint, it tends to be a bit of a wash. And so I forwarded his request largely because he presents some operating concern issues to the fire department, and in that regard, I defer to his expertise. So from a human resources standpoint, it's a reasonable and not uncommon request for a city to do, particularly since he suggested he will be responsible for installation of the lights and stuff. So it has his own equipment, so it eliminates some of the insurance issues we would have for our equipment in his car. So as from my perspective, it became an operational issue for the chief.
Any questions? If not, is there a motion to approve?
So moved. I'll second it.
It's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed? Ayes have it.
One abstention.
Four ayes, no noes, one abstention. Ayes have it. Motion carries. Thank you, Chief. Resolution authorizing a transfer of developers' rights and obligations under a development agreement for Fountains of Franklin upon assumption thereof and amendment thereto by Blind Squirrel Development. City Attorney or Mr. Deal?
Mr. Mayor, only that this is the new developer agreeing to subject to the prior development agreement. There was a meeting with staff. Finance was involved as well as engineering and planning with regard to the timing on the recreation of the letter of credit. And the thought was that essentially this first building, which is currently the subject of a pending application for site plan approval, would not require the letter of credit to be recreated at this point in time. So the agreement amendment puts that off until the next application for the second and further buildings.
Alderman Wilhelm?
I just had a question about the, let's see, on page 35, it's item number one where it talks about the reduced periodically for the installed portions of the landscaping under the ordinance on 15-5.0303. Item M5, it talks about a 2-year survival and installation. And that's a plant maintenance period and a plant establishment period that the city has an obligation for 2 years. But the way it's written, it's going to decrease that amount as soon as it's installed without going through that 2-year period under the ordinance, which we typically do. So could someone clarify if we still have that obligation or not?
Mr. Deedle?
I would believe that unless the city attorney corrects me otherwise, it's a different element. Letter of credit versus a UDO requirement. I would still pursue the UDO requirement for 2-year maintenance agreement if a plant would die within that time frame. I would still pursue the replacement of the vegetation.
Okay. It's my understanding that's what part of the letter of credit was for, but in this it allows Mr. Bennett to have it installed and then lower it and then have it installed and then lower it, so there's no letter of credit there, so it makes it harder for the city to follow up, and I just want to make sure everyone's aware of that.
It could make it harder, but I would still pursue it. I mean, he would have to initiate that cost. It wouldn't have been set aside, that money. But again, this is only for the first building. We have many meetings and discussions with the applicant that they're going to proceed with other buildings, so we're not too concerned at this point. Further down the road, I think it becomes...
I'm really pleased the project's moving forward, so I just want a clarification so we all know what we're doing or not doing on that issue. Thank you.
Alderman Schmidt?
I'd like to make a motion to adopt the resolution authorizing the transfer of the developer's rights and obligations under the development agreement for Fountains of Franklin upon assumption thereof and amendment thereto by Blind Squirrels Development, LLC, Berger Park.
Is there a second?
Second.
Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed? Ayes have it. Motion carries. Item 5, ordinance to amend the Unified Development Ordinance to rezone a certain parcel of land from I-1 Institutional District to R-6 Suburban Single Family Residence District, 7901 West Imperial Drive, approximately 0.13 acres, Creative Homes. Alderman Wilton?
Well, I noticed on this there's the CSM doesn't clearly mark the ordinary high, and I'm concerned that we're going to have problems. That's on page 43. You can see it shows the buildable area, but it's unclear to me where the ordinary high is in relationship to that line, and I don't want to have what's happened in the past where someone buys it, they grade it out, and then they're back here saying they can't have a yard, and so I would suggest that the CSM reflect what the NRPP has on it on the next page, if that's going to be recorded that way.
Yeah, staff has not completed its review of the CSM. This is only for the rezoning. The CSM is only included for reference purposes to see how this ties into the bigger picture.
Right. I understand that. And I understand the rezoning has to take place before they can do that, but it doesn't make sense for us to rezone it unless we take care of the details on that issue. I mean, it's a little bit a reverse order from the way I would like to see it done, but I understand why you're doing it that way. But I do have concerns with clear labeling on this for the future. Yeah. We all know it wasn't our intention to have all the problems we've had, and I'd like to avoid it on this.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. I just wanted to weigh in. I think I weighed in on this at the Plan Commission. It's just a word of advice, and we have it's the number one goal of the city to attain the 70-30 goal. Adding single-family homes in the Franklin School District is a double whammy regarding the us trying to achieve that goal. The more single-family homes, I forgot exactly what the value was. I think it's $450,000. or less. It's in the Tickner report. Actually exasperates the problems that with the school district and the taxes. So if you don't, if the council does not add more single-family homes in the Franklin School District, you may not have to work as hard as you would have to work towards getting more commercial development, which is very controversial. Well, I'm just pointing out, as a guy that's leaving and also as a taxpayer of the city, that this was one of those things that was agreed upon many, many years ago. The developers does a great job. I think all of us know him. But keep adding the single-family homes, it's just going to take you farther and farther away from the 70-30 goal. So, any further discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Is there a motion to adopt an ordinance to amend the Unified Development Ordinance to rezone a certain parcel of land from I-1 Institutional District to R-6 Suburban Single Family Residence District? Is there a motion to effect?
I'll so move.
I'll second it.
All right, it's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed? Ayes have it. Motion carries. I was thinking about vetoing this, but I thought about all the history that's been involved here and the dealings with the church, and I think the developer's moving in good faith. But again, the more that you add to the Franklin School District, the harder it's going to be to put controls and get those taxes down. 11 Wilhelm?
I think we still have an opportunity when the CSM comes forward, and if we don't agree with that, it can be taken up at that time.
Yeah, it's just a piece of advice. take it for what it's worth. Item G6, a decision on proposed cross-section for the reconstruction of South North Cape Road from Highview Drive to West Forest Home Avenue. I think the council action sheet pretty much explains just about everything. As you can see, there is a letter written to County Executive Abley and Chairwoman Dmitrievich. I pronounced it.
Yeah, it's good. Yes. Real good.
The difference here is that after talking to many, many people, I guess one of the things that I didn't know is that I think the present condition of North Cape Road is and has been very dangerous, but it appears that families are and have been walking along that road to the point where traffic in the same lane as where the pedestrians are and have been having to avoid the pedestrians and to actually move into the other lane of traffic. So while I'm not at all crazy about putting shoulders on the road and saying that, okay, now you have a safe condition, this was one of the things that many of the people wanted. And then also we had talked about trying to do something with the St. Martin's Trail as far as plowing and maintaining it and putting some asphalt on it. I know that this subject came up at the Franklin School Board meeting the other night, but I still think it would be important for the Common Council to ask the school district once again, if in fact this passes, that a path be constructed to the Countrydale School. I think that would achieve quite a bit. Alderman Wilhelm?
I'm wondering if instead of, was it 3 feet? 3 feet, 3 feet?
Mm-hmm.
It could be 4 feet, 2 feet, based on what was done on College Avenue, at least on the school side. I know from experience walking down what's supposed to be a 5-foot paved shoulder on College, it still feels very unsafe going down it. So just a consideration of it. Could Mr. Bennett, could the center line be shifted enough where you could just, it'd be the same exact width, it would be 4 feet, 2 feet? So you could, and we could make some crosswalks to get to the 4-foot wide shoulder, and they could use that as the safer area.
Well, you really need a shoulder on both sides.
Right. It wouldn't eliminate the shoulder on the one side. Originally, it shows the plan as a 1 foot. We're talking going to 3 feet, 3 feet, and I'm saying shift 2 feet, 4 feet. So you're shifting, instead of having equal 3 feet, 3 feet on each side, you're going to get an extra foot on one side.
You really need to walk against traffic, so you should have a balanced shoulder on both sides.
Well, it's not how the county did it on College Avenue. They did it on the side where most of the pedestrians were, so they could walk.
Hold on a minute, if you wouldn't mind, if I could just address that.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, I'm gonna thank Mr. Bennett and County Supervisor Taylor for going and meeting with the staff of the county again. And this is about the third or fourth or fifth meeting on this. And I just drove down the road yesterday. There is a bump in that road now that my pickup truck literally came 6 inches off the ground, and I was doing about 20 miles an hour. This road needs to get fixed, and it needs to get fixed as quickly as possible. Having another meeting with the county management, I think, would not be prudent. Although I do somewhat agree with what you're saying, one thought is that if we take jurisdiction of the road, the council can basically do what it wants with that road, like moving the center line, putting the crosswalks in, putting the stop signs. So that would be something to think about. But it, as you know, you and I and Mark Borkowski and Mayor Nitzke all tried to get some things done for College Avenue, and what we eventually got was that little strip. And to this day, I'm still not real keen about that because of the safety issues.
I know, and that's why I'm thinking, and that's supposed to be a 5 foot one, so I'm a little concerned. But I'm just wondering if we could give Mr. Bennett the leadway, maybe Alderman Taylor can address that, because, you know, I'm not looking to have it come back. I'm just looking at, you know.
Alderman Taylor?
Thank you, Your Honor. Alderman Wilhelm did mention this to me a couple days ago, this 4 foot and 2 foot. And what I'd recommend is approving, making a motion, basically as staff has laid out, because we're on a time crunch. It really can't come back to us, and I think Alderman Wilhelm understands that, and I think all of us up here understand that as well. What we could do is we could, like Kristen said, give Mr. Bennett the leeway to discuss that with county staff, and that be made at the staff level whether or not that would be doable based on safety concerns or whatever. But we definitely don't want this coming back. They pretty much said if you don't make a decision, nothing gets done in 2014, and that is not at all what the residents want. I think, you know, we've had meetings here at different levels. We've had residents come up here and say they don't want sidewalks. We remove the sidewalks, and then the people all around the area saying we want to have some sort of safe walking path or shoulder, and that's what, you know, with the meeting we had with the county week ago, and then updated the mayor and Alderman Skoronski, and basically here's where we're at. So I think if you know, if the council is comfortable doing that, allowing, you know, our engineer work with the county engineers to see if that is at all possible, but under the current, you know, scenario with 3 and 3, we know what trees would be removed, what trees would be saved. I'm not sure under, you know, how that changes under a 4 and 2 scenario. Probably maybe not at all. I don't know. But what we don't want to do is to give any delays whatsoever to cause this project from not taking place.
Alderman Mayor and then Mr. Bennett.
I guess I probably know the answer to this based on what Alderman Taylor mentioned, but I'm kind of a little uncomfortable not having the alderman of the district. Obviously, it's understandable and excused that Alderman Skoronski's not here. In a couple of weeks, we're going to have another alderman in that position. I guess there's no way we can wait for the next alderman to weigh in on this.
If I can, yeah. We wrote the letter together.
Okay.
And I have talked to him, and if he could, he would vote by electronic ballot.
Yeah, he did. He was a part.
He's totally in favor.
We had after Jack and I met with county staff, then we came right from the courthouse pretty much back to City Hall, met with the mayor. The mayor had conferenced Ken in from Madison. Ken was a part of the conversation. Ken is, before this action sheet went out, he saw it, and I saw it, and we were okay with it. Okay. So I think if Ken was here, he would definitely vote in favor of it.
Thank you.
All right. Is there a motion to direct staff to work with the staff in Milwaukee County to reconstruct South North Cape Road as a rural roadway with no sidewalks, but to include a 3-foot-wide paved shoulder along with a 1-foot-wide gravel shoulder on each side with an effort to save as many of the large vital selected species, primarily oak and hickory, as possible with the use of ditch enclosures, piping, and sections of curb and gutter.
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
All right, it's been moved and seconded. Yes. Under discussion, Alderman Dandrea and then Alderman Wilma.
Mr. Bennett had his hand up, and so I wanted to hear what Mr. Bennett's comment was in regards to the additional conversations that went on with the 4-foot, 2-foot.
Yes. On 68th Street, the county is going to build a 4-foot shoulder and a 2-foot gravel transition, which, I think is safer. Of course, the wider you make it, the more trees. Right now, we're only making it 2-foot wider than what we had as the minimum basic possible design, because we reduced the shoulder by a foot. We added a 3-foot shoulder, but we reduced the gravel shoulder by a foot, so that's a net 2-foot. I do agree that a 4-foot shoulder would be much safer. I would go with then a 1-foot gravel. That's a transition. I know the county would approve that, because that's what they're using on 68th Street, and they're willing to pay for the whole cost of that. There is no cost. They have told me that they will want us to pay the cost, extra cost of the curb and gutter and piping to save trees. And we'll, when we get into design, we can bring that back to the council just to see how far you're willing to go on that. But I even asked if we could wait until the new alderman and mayor took office and wait until April 15th, and they said if wait to April 15th, the project won't be done this year. So it is important, what the mayor said, I think, that we have action on that. If you want to leave it up in the air, if you say 3 feet, it will be 3 feet. It will work. If you ride a bicycle like I do, 3 feet is really tough to keep a bike on.
Do you have the... Do you have the wheels on the back?
So, Jack, are you saying that we could shift the center line, as Ms. Wilhelm had mentioned, that we could? We're not asking for another foot, but what we're doing is we're asking just to shift 1 foot over, so we've got a 2-foot base on one side and 4 foot plus that 1 foot gravel shoulder?
We wouldn't recommend that, because you're supposed to walk against the traffic. And an unbalanced road, you're just making it really narrow on one side, so I wouldn't recommend that.
Well, why are you doing it on 68th Street then?
We aren't. It's going to be 4 feet on each side.
Oh, it's going to be 4 feet on each side.
In college, it's like that.
I don't know what they did in college. Maybe because we asked for a little wide. It's a transit. In two different cities, maybe we asked for more than Greenfield did, but
West. But then, can I ask of your opinion that Mr. the mayor mentioned that after we get control of the road, would we be able to reline the road and make that a possibility?
No. You'd have to rebuild. You'd have to, because you're going to have the ditches all set. You'd have to move the ditches out. So it would be a possibility.
Why would I have to move the ditches? All I want to do is restripe it.
Well, we're not talking about striping it. We're talking about putting a 3-foot or a 4-foot.
No, I was talking about restriping once the road became under a jurisdiction. The Common Council said we're giving a direct order to restripe the road.
We wouldn't, though.
No.
Right.
Okay.
Alderman Dander, you have the floor.
No, I'm finished. Thank you.
I think it was Alderman Wilhelm or Alderman Mayer.
Well, I just wanted to just amend the motion to make it flexible. If he can get that and he's comfortable with that, let him do the safest thing possible at the least amount of impact, and let him work with it. I think Mr. Bennett has a real good handle on this situation. I think if we don't make it so tight that he has no wiggle room, then he'll be able to do what he can. But right now, it's set without adding that flexibility for him to...
Well, if you want to make that motion, I mean, as a friendly amendment, I have no problem adding it. But we're not talking about making the road any wider.
No. Okay. No. Right. I guess I...
Do you want to make a motion, an amendment, a motion to an amendment to the motion?
I'll make an amendment to the motion to include flexibility for the city engineer to look at a slightly safer width on one side.
Okay. Is there a second? Is there a second to the motion?
I'll second it.
All right. Under discussion.
Discussion.
Alderman Mayor.
Now I'm confused again. Jack, you're talking about a certain width on the side of the road. Part of it paved, part of it gravel. You mentioned that instead of 3, we could go 4 feet paved, 1 foot gravel.
Yes.
Could that be done on both sides?
Yes.
And we still have the same amount of feet. We're not widening anything.
Not,
all we're doing is changing the amount that's paved and unpaved.
No.
Correct? But that's not what the motion's saying. The motion's saying just on one side.
Well, I guess my motion is meant to make it flexible, to have them come out with something that will solve the issue, but not take out any more trees. And I like I said, I think he has the knowledge and the ability to do that. And I think we should allow our city engineer to do that. So that's if my motion isn't stated correctly, then I would.
And by the way, this is an amendment to the motion. If the amendment passes, it'll become part of the main motion. If it doesn't, then you'll be on the main motion.
Here's the way I understand, Alderman Wilhelm, because I clarify as long as it doesn't make a wider road.
Right.
So let's just look from going east to west. 1 foot gravel. This is currently right here. 1 foot gravel, 3 foot paved. No, let me, 1 foot gravel, 3 foot paved, then the 2 lanes, then 3 foot, and then 1 foot gravel. That's the way we have it right here, right there, if you just look at. What Alderman Wilhelm's saying is on that going east to west, can we do 1 foot gravel, 4 foot, paved shoulder, the both lanes, then 2 foot paved shoulder with 1 foot gravel? Because the road is not, can we do, if we make the road another 2 feet by doing 4 on each side, now you're having more impact to the residents, and that's not, so your motion was basically to give staff direction to figure out the best way, the safest way possible within that footprint. So if it
Correct.
Means 4 to 2 they think is safer than 3 and 3, then that's what they can do. We're
right.
giving them that flexibility.
That's the intent
All
of
right.
the motion.
That's how I understood it.
Okay. There is a gentleman in the audience that would like to speak, but it would require suspension of the regular order of business.
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. I'm sorry, I forgot your name. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed,
no.
Nice have it. Motion.
I voted
four,
no.
4 ayes, 1 no.
Right.
Ayes have it. Motion carries.
The only thing I think that all of you are not taking into consideration is that roads are pitched, so you cannot restripe them once they're made, because the center is always higher. So with the pitched road, you'd have to do it basically the way Alderman Wilhelm is suggesting if you want to get it done that way, right? Secondly, to Mr. Bennett's concern, how many people do you actually see walking against traffic? They walk whatever side of the street they want. So two things to look at, but remember to pitch it a road that has to be done on the original landscape.
Okay, thank you. Is there a motion to return to regular order of business?
So moved.
Second. It's been moved and seconded. For discussion, seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed, ayes have it. Motion carries. Alderman Mayor, you had your hand up before I did that. I don't know if you still want to speak.
No phones.
Well, I thought we had 3 feet of pavement and then 2 feet of gravel on both sides.
No.
We don't have that.
No.
We have 3 feet and 1 foot. Okay.
All right, this would be on the amendment, Alderman Wilhelm's amendment. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed, 5 ayes, no noes, ayes have it. Motion carries on the main motion with the amendment. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, 5 ayes, no noes, ayes have it. Motion carries. carries, Alderman Taylor.
And I'd like to make a motion. The mayor mentioned that we should send a letter making a request with the school district to on the path to what were you saying, Your Honor? Whatever you suggested, that's the motion.
Well, it's actually part of the motion you just made, I believe it is.
No, there's not.
No, it's not. You're right. Sorry. It was in the writing.
Right. So I'll make a motion to write a letter to the school district, school board, to come back, to request that they allow us to have access to.
Well, the motion just passed.
Right.
So in that motion, it was to have a branch come off of the St. Martin's Trail that could lead to Countrydale School. So that's if it's permitted by the school district.
Oh, yeah, the common council further directs that a branch of the trail be created to run to Countrydale School if the school board is willing to have such a path constructed on their land.
Their
so
farm.
That's what we're requesting, that the school district allows that.
Okay.
Or works with us on that.
And that Mr. Liberta send the letter to them?
Yeah.
Okay. Is there a second?
I'll second it.
All right. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed, ayes have it. Motion carries. Mr. Oh, there's no public hearing tonight. The broadcasters had the information incorrect. The public hearing for the Rock Sports Complex is going to be on Thursday night. So just in case you know anything about Crystal Ridge Ski Hill. So. Nice to see you, Mr. Cajun. All right, we voted? Yes, 5-0. All right. Item 9?
Seven.
That's what I said. A request from Engineering Department to authorize staff to conduct a crosswalk on South 51st Street, south of West Highland Drive. Alderman Schmidt.
I'd like to make a motion to approve, authorize the staff to construct a crosswalk on South 51st, south of Highland Drive.
Second. Second. It's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed, 5 ayes, no noes, ayes have it. Motion carries. Item 8, resolution authorizing certain officials to execute a memorandum of understanding for the installation and maintenance of dugouts for and the use of softball fields located south of the City of Franklin Department of Public Works Facility 7979 West Ryan Road. Any discussion? I did talk to the alderman of the district. He totally supports this, Alderman Skransky, but could not be here tonight. Is there a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second.
Sir, it's been moved and seconded. Under discussion, Alderman Wilhelm.
I just want to make sure we have the proper person signature and approval and that we didn't miss going through some particular department in the school district or board, because we seem to have a little bit of problem getting things.
I would have to. I think you'd have to ask her that question as to, she seemed to have the full support of the administration of the city. And yes,
Mr. Mayor, I believe the emails that I saw included other staff members as well as the superintendent.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, I think you're correct. And I did talk to the superintendent, and I believe Mr. Melzer was in the meetings as well. So, okay, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed, by ayes, no noes, ayes have it. Motion carries. Item 9, resolution authorizing certain officials to execute a memorandum of understanding for the 2014 use of the softball fields located south of the City of Franklin Department of Public Works facility with Franklin Forest Incorporated. Alderman Wilhelm.
Second.
Alderman Wilhelm had the floor, but we have a motion that's been seconded. Alderman Wilhelm.
On page 63, right after the now, therefore, it says the Franklin Force, and then it says it shall provide, so it's pertaining all the Franklin Force, all the way until item G, and then item G says it shall provide, meaning it being the Franklin Force, shall provide a portable toilet facility. But then when you go down to item 3 below that, it says that the Franklin Public School District shall provide portable toilets in the maintenance. So we have a duplicate of who's going to provide that. Or that's how it reads. So do we need to take one off of there, or?
City attorney?
The
the Franklin Public School District will provide public portable toilets and maintenance thereof during the months of April and May.
And the rest of the time it's under G where they will do it?
Because it says
it shall provide.
Correct.
Is that's how it reads?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed, 5 ayes, no noes, ayes have it. Motion carries. Authorization, item 10, authorization for the use of 21-194 contingency expenditure appropriations for the repair of a 2007 Sterling plow truck and for the release of payment for the repair. I did question Mr. Schaefer about this. This was because I, too, wondered if there was a maintenance problem or if the operator may have done something incorrect or had caused it, and he said that this was something that simply could not be prevented, and then he went into all the mechanics, and then my eyes glossed over.
Move to approve.
I'll second it.
All right. Alderman Wilhelm?
I did remember years ago that Sterling Truck had a recall on something like this, so it might be just worth Googling just to make sure. I mean, we can always, you know, pay for it, and then if there is something, we can get a reimbursement if it is still out there available.
Mr. Bennett, you are so ordered to Google. Googling.
This is a cat engine, though. It's not a Sterling engine.
Oh.
Right. And
well, it's worth a look anyway.
Alderman Taylor?
Thank you, Your Honor. And for the audience, the engine has a 5-year warranty, which obviously expired.
Okay. Any further discussion on the item? Alderman Schmidt?
Yes. This was obviously an emergency because the truck did need to be fixed. There wasn't time to put up bids to shop for a new one because of the winter that we had, so it was justifiable, I believe.
Do you go to Public Works?
I have to tell you, I'm kind of surprised we haven't had more of these. this has to be the toughest winter of all time for the city, for the salt, for the drivers, for the managers, everybody.
Well, and speaking about that, that's a good example of why we have a revolving equipment fund to make sure that we have, you know, frontline vehicles, which this was one of them. And, you know, Jerry, I mean, if some of the two newer members, which are really not new anymore because they've been here now almost a year, you know, taking a tour of that department, if you haven't already, especially during budget time, to see exactly what vehicle is being replaced and then what actually that vehicle is doing, because then that vehicle that's being replaced is replaced another one that's then going to be sold. I mean, Jerry does a really good job of stretching it out, and I know my first 2 years on the council during the budget process, I had DPW and engineering, so you really got a good understanding of how that department operates, and then how important that revolving equipment fund is, and why it was important to fund it.
How about a round of applause for our once rookie aldermen that are now journeymen?
I guess I just had a question to make sure that the maintenance was looked into, because typically a valve stem fracture is it's not that common. And it's usually not a manufacturing of materials. It's usually a fault from heat overload, so lubrication, low on lubrication, or low on heating coolant and the heat causing the part to expand, which causes tight fitting in the chamber. And so I'm just wondering if it received its maintenance, and we just want to make sure. I know
sure.
We just hired a new mechanic, and so hopefully their maintenance records are well kept on that.
Well, and Andrea?
You know, I did talk to Jerry. Jerry, I think, touched base with most of the aldermen, and I did ask him those questions about the maintenance issues. This vehicle only had a little over 40,000 miles on it. It's an 07. They keep these vehicles for 20 years. They do maintain these vehicles very religiously. This was something almost like an act of God. Sometimes you just can't tell when there's going to be a weakness or that it's going to happen inside of an engine. And this is just something that happened. So I put a lot of faith and trust in our superintendent of this area.
Me too. And just so you know, the reason that's in front of you is because with our new payroll system and vouchers, I caught this and looked at, was able to look at the vouchers, and it worked very, very well.
I did, but I did say to Jerry, is that just because we're approving this to come out of contingency, that I don't want to, I'd like to see this budget item of repairs to be very thoroughly watched throughout the rest of the year, that if we can come in under budget to kind of make up for this loss out of a transfer of contingency, that this is not a normal practice.
Right. Okay. You must have been talking or thinking of me.
I feel the need to stress that I totally have the trust in Jerry Schaefer. My comment was, you know, we just hired a mechanic, maybe we're down, and they've been using, you know, they've been working a lot of hours, and it's possible that, you know, some maintenance could have just gotten not done on it. I mean, there's nothing we can do about it, even if it was, but, and it sounds like that's not what the problem, but it's worth just making sure they keep up on, that's all. We don't want any costly ones for non-maintenance.
All right, we have a motion on the floor. It's been seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed? Five ayes, no noes. Ayes have it. Motion carries. South 27th Street Corridor, Wisconsin Department of Transportation, US 241 Reconstruction Project. South 27th Street Corridor Streetscape Plan, Memorandum of Understanding with City of Oak Creek regarding cost sharing. Is there any questions, comments? Alderman Willem?
Well, I guess I was a little bit confused on what we have going on here. So the motion doesn't say anything about the resolution, but then there's a resolution in here to pass along with the memorandum. So is the motion to include the resolution that's in the back here, or the resolution's on page 86? The motion just talks about executing an MOU, and then the MOU says there's this document annexed here too, as well as the resolution, which says that the 27th Street Corridor plan is annexed here too, but it's not in the packet for us to look at. So I'm not real clear on what we're being asked to approve and what costs are going to be involved. And I do know that some of the costs that are here, it's like only a third of the cost for TID 3, which I think is $3
million? Yeah, it's $300,000.
$3 million, and this is only a third of the cost. So maybe someone could give us a little presentation or rundown on this so we all have an idea of what we're doing here.
Well, let me first see if there's consensus on that, because my recollection is we've had about, we've had quite a few meetings and discussions over the time, and you can see that this was discussed both at the CDA, EDC. We had Alderman Taylor, Commissioner Ryan, myself, Jeff Stone, Mark Conadell, Doug Seymour, and all those things. And it was hammered out a few years back.
Well, the only thing, Mayor, that was hammered out were the things that were spelled out in the intergovernmental agreement, and I can spell those out for you where it says what we reinstated this, we wish to document our previous understanding breached, so that's one thing the MOU did, that we would, you know, look into this as a joint agreement. And we said we would do the sidewalk and pedestrian costs. We said we would look at 90-10 for public electric and gas, and all of the costs to implement the 27th Street Corridor plan streetscaping are 50-50 Oak Creek Franklin, but there's no cost there that says what that total cost is, and you have to go to the spreadsheet. And so that's part of it. Then the second part is, I'm not disputing the fact that we've discussed this, but we've never, everything we've discussed and adopted is all pretty minor. The previous 2007 one said We would reaffirm our commitment for cooperation. We'll focus on these matters. We will work with the Department of Transportation to investigate the participation of. We agree to commit to the equal share cost of the roadway lighting. There's one solid cost that is green. All the rest of them are like, yeah, we're going to do this. Yes, we're on board with this. Yes, we're reconfirming our commitment. There's a solid cost. And then the next one on page 84, there's a cost of the Drexel Avenue interchange for items 5 and 6, which I'm pretty sure Alderman Taylor and I voted against, but it doesn't reflect that in this. It just shows a signature, but it doesn't show the votes. And then when we move over to 86, we're talking about a resolution. So again, my question is, cost. Let's have a breakdown. Let's tell us what we're voting on so we all know. Alderman, you're voting on this cost tonight, and this locks you into this cost in the future. And that's what I'd like to hear. Then I'd also like to know if the motion is supposed to be amended to include this resolution on page 86, which is not listed in the motion on page 75 under the council action sheet. So I think without that, it's very hard to vote on support without knowing. I don't like to vote on things without knowing exact cost.
The council action requested is as the common council deems appropriate. And that's what's on here. Mr. City Attorney, you had put this together. I guess all those costs have come up over time. In fact, I thought one of the key reasons we moved to put a TIF district in place, and we talked to the other taxing units, was to make sure that there was going to be a way to fund all of this, and we had very, very lengthy discussions over all of this.
But we don't have that in front of us here for vote.
Had we known that that was something that you wanted, we could have that available in front of us right now. The city attorney?
Well, someone must know.
The action sheet on page 75 requests council action with regard to, quote, a motion to adopt a resolution, .. It's covered. Number two, I think the mayor was referring to last November's action sheet on the subject, which spells out everything that is proposed for it and within this draft agreement, and that was just for information of the Common Council, November 5, 2013. That's not otherwise for use this evening. With regard to the memorandum of understanding, the mayor has repeatedly mentioned, probably for more than the past year, whenever subject matter related to 27th Street and the reconstruction project arose, that the mayor, together with the steering committee, as well as a member from the Community Development Authority, and the Oak Creek mayor, and the Oak Creek city attorney, and administrator, et cetera, had reached a verbal understanding that with regard to the undergrounding of utilities, which are primarily, if not nearly all, located on the Franklin side of the street, that Franklin would pay 90% and Oak Creek would pay 10%. That's what the memorandum says. The only thing that is somewhat unmentioned historically and that was further developed over the last meeting or two with the steering committee is sidewalks. And that's because the Common Council decided that on the Franklin side, sidewalks should only be, I believe, six feet wide, instead of the originally proposed 10. Oak Creek left it at 10. So with regard to those cost splits, they're based upon the actual area of sidewalk to be installed in each municipality respectively, and that is set forth in the Memorandum of Understanding. All of the other streetscape element costs have been agreed to be split 50-50 at all these meetings. That's what the agreement says. and that's all it says. The Exhibit A lists the types of streetscape improvements resulting from the 27th Street Corridor Plan, which was adopted some almost 10 years ago, I believe, and which has been the basis for all these discussions with Oak Creek through all the years. And in working with the Department of Transportation, and if there were a steering committee member here, they could inform the Common Council that the streetscape elements were, in effect, gleaned back because DOT wouldn't approve absolutely everything as originally understood that was proposed for consideration in the plan. So the costs listed on that Exhibit A are estimates. That's the title. That's from the consultant for engineering consult for both municipalities. It's simply estimates. First footnote says it's based upon the 30% plans, which for that purpose is getting pretty close to final because it has all the elements, and the costs will not be finalized until each municipality reviews an agreement for entering into consideration with the Wisconsin Department of Transportation. This doesn't say how much. It just says 90-10, 50-50, and each municipality pays their own sidewalks. And that's it.
Okay, William.
So this Exhibit A, is that what this sheet is, the one we just got handed us, the new revised figures tonight?
HNTB revised that since the last 27th Street Steering Committee a week ago Monday, and its meeting with DOT a week ago Monday.
So my question is,
received that late yesterday, and the handout this evening is the updated version that was referred to in the action sheet.
So this is not labeled Exhibit A, so I don't know that it's, but this is what is referred to as Exhibit A, because it's not labeled that, so I don't
That's
know.
Correct, and the action sheet refers to the prior MOU, the draft MOU, an Exhibit A, and an act and a resolution. And so it should be readily understood that the single page, and it's described as listing the streetscape elements in the MOU should be understood to be Exhibit A.
Well,
and that's a replacement for it as predicted. And
okay.
It's about $192,500-some higher in estimate, even though on the updating, some costs went up, some went down. Ashley Booth from HNTB left all of the draft costs in there, even though some of those items might be 100% cost covered by the Wisconsin Department of Revenue. So it's relatively close to what was already in the packet. And I see a former steering committee member in the audience now shaking his head yes.
Okay, so I would like it to be labeled Exhibit A, if that's what it is, so everyone's clear.
That's fair.
And the as far as, I feel like, yes, I realize we've had meetings on this. I was at the joint meeting. Yes, I realize we approved the underground cabling. Yes, I realize we are talking about a smaller sidewalk than Oak Creek is. Yes, I realize it's the cost will be different for Oak Creek than that. But I feel like I'm being reprimanded for asking for clear financial data on what I will be voting on, what the total costs are, because this just got dropped in front of me tonight. So could someone at least discuss the changes from what's in the council packet? For this, from this tonight, and
sure.
So we can
yeah.
be at
the
least
city
clear
attorney,
on that.
As you may recall, Brian Sajak has served as staff to the 27th Street corridor, and had, in my opinion, has done a great job in coordinating all of these things. And prior to that, I think Mr. Liberto was staffing it. So I'll turn to the city attorney, and then I guess just before you do that, that's that. You know, the way I'm viewing this whole thing, it's like a you have collective bargaining discussions. You're sitting across the table, whether you be the union or management, and you've talked for months and months and months and months, and you get consensus on this item, consensus on that, and a temporary agreement on this. And then, in principle, you have a deal. And I think it's important to understand that there's two parties here, and the sooner you make closure to this, the better it will be for both communities, but I think in the long run, especially for Franklin, well, the city of Trenton.
Okay, one more time. Purpose of Exhibit A is simply to provide a current list, and that's what was available with regard to the items, apples, oranges, pineapples, not $3.99 a pound. It's just the way HNTV produced it, and as I said earlier, the costs are estimates, and they do not become finalized until they're contained in a WSDOT agreement. With regard to the difference in the costs between what was in the packet that went out on Friday and what you received here this evening, there's $236,197 in additional sidewalk costs. And on Exhibit A, they're not separated between municipalities, which is a further prong in that agreement. There's $70,000 in additional costs on median monuments, which is a result of WSDOT design requirements, although there was some understanding by staff that a breakaway design was acceptable, and that was confirmed this afternoon with Ashley Booth at HNTB, and they're waiting to hear from WSDOT in that respect, and therefore that 70, which I mentioned earlier, might come out of that cost calculation or cost total, estimate cost. $12,400 in additional costs on perennial plantings. $69,000 in new costs for mobilization, traffic control, and planting surveillance slash care. Then some other costs were reduced, and that was $8,000 on Gateway monuments, and that resulted from the deletion of one electronic monument in front of Northwestern Mutual Life on Drexel Avenue, and the addition of one future green screen at College Avenue. There was a reduction of $10,000 on advanced notice signs. The number of units being reduced based upon WSDOT design slash payment policy, and a $115,070 reduction on final design costs. There was previously a $200,000 figure there, characterized as mostly a placeholder, and the current estimated cost is $84,930.
New ones, about $200,000 more than the one that was.
$192,569, but 70 of that might not have to be paid because WSDOT may pay for it.
Okay. At previous meetings, there's been a lot less expensive items come before this council, and it's been said, we're going to have a new mayor soon. I'm not even sure that we should be spending. I understand this is TIF, and everybody thinks, well, it's TIF, we don't have to worry about it, it's just TIF, we'll just spend the money. But we are going to have a new mayor, and this is a $3 million commitment, which seems awfully small in comparison to that little Evergreen Road access we were talking about. So I'm just, I was a little surprised that this came up like right before the election to approve this. And it just makes me feel a little bit uncomfortable. So, and because I just got this tonight, I'm just going to abstain on the motion on this. And somebody wants to make a motion and they're all comfortable with all the costs and they know all the details on it, I'll let the more informed people make the motion.
Alderman Dandrea, Alderman Taylor, Alderman Schmidt.
Okay, as I read this item, I saw that it was basically it's approving an intergovernmental agreement between the two cities. And all this has been hashed out years ago with a unified zoning agreement back eons ago, before probably half of the common council members were even on this board. And I know Mr. Olson, who was the alderman of the 1st District and the 2nd District, I mean, this goes back many years. this is just an agreement between the two cities. And the costs, as the city attorney had mentioned, these are just estimates, and we're not going to have the costs yet until HNTB finishes the whole plan. Then we'll have a better idea of what the actual costs are going to be. This construction project is slated to start soon, and if we don't share this, at least that we have an agreement between the two cities of how we're going to distribute the costs, we've already got a tentative budget approved in our budget. We've got to just agree on an agreement between Oak Creek and Franklin to get this done. And one more thing, when we were talking about the sidewalks in this area, we committed to NML that we were going to have a stamped sidewalk that meandered that was the 6 to 10. Now, Oak Creek agreed to keep their plan consistent. Now, we restricted it down to 6 foot. We've got something that's been approved before, but I think there's been so much change on the Common Council that people forgot about what the agreement is to these higher-end, high-profile companies that we're trying to attract to this area. And we're changing our streetscape image. But that's a side note. This is an intergovernmental agreement, and that's how I perceive this.
Thank you. Alderman Taylor?
Well, first I'll point out, I mean, Northwestern Mutual came before any of this stuff. So they came before we even started talking about 27th Street streetscape and that. So, I mean, let's not say that that's why they're here. I mean, they're here, but it was before any of this. But I will say I understand Alderman Wilhelm's point, but there's two candidates that are on the ballot. I'm one of them. I'm okay with it. Steve, unless I... So you have two of the candidates for mayor. He's nodding his head yes up and down and a thumbs up to my candidacy. And and so I understand that. I understand the concerns, but I'm okay with this. You know, Alderman Wilhelm brings up very good points, but this has been a long-term discussion for years and years. And yeah, things have changed and been whittled down, and that's not any of our fault. It's the DOT's fault. Or not their fault, but it's them saying you can't do it. And I think maybe the sooner we make a decision, the less they can take away, potentially, showing that we're both on board. So I'll make the motion to adopt a resolution authorizing certain officials to execute an intergovernmental memorandum of understanding between the City of Oak Creek and the City of Franklin, documenting cost sharing pertaining to the development of the South 27th Street Corridor Plan, a joint project, City of Franklin, City of Oak Creek.
I'll second.
That's been moved and seconded. Any discussion?
Mayor?
Your Honor?
The sake of getting my head through the door, you may remember a good friend of mine named Richard Bolender, who agreed with almost all of these items. In fact, I believe all of these items. He died. And he died suddenly. And I tried to get a meeting together as quickly as I possibly could with Alderman Taylor, who was on the steering committee, and all the parties, and we got Stone and we got Honadell in a room, and thank God the new mayor, Mayor Scafidi, and the new administration was still solidly behind what Mayor Bolender had agreed to. And we were able to hammer out a verbal agreement. Now, it's verbal, call it a gentleman's agreement, but anyone that's been involved in negotiations or deals understands that you do not go back on your word, and because it will be considered as bad faith bargaining. And for you to try and have future dealings with that community or that entity will be extremely difficult. So I see you have a motion on the table. I would urge you to shut this door and to send a message to your partners on the other side of 27th Street, yep, we're hand-in-hand together. We want to make 27th Street as vital a street as it first was envisioned. And I think you'll do that by passing this motion tonight.
Alderman Wilhelm?
Well, it's not that I'm opposing partnering and holding up promises. It's just that I've heard tonight that we made promises to Northwestern Mutual about having a walkway. I guess I haven't seen that in writing. So if you want my full support, I like to know details. I like to know, you know, have the, when it says annexed here to, and there's a document that's annexed to something I'm voting on, I like to have the document that's annexed here to for myself to read. So this is more about process and having the whole thing, because I know there's several aldermen that weren't here when all of this. I mean, this came, I was at some Little Creek meetings, and I know at least three of the aldermen up here weren't. So it's, I won't want, you know, to get the wrong idea that I'm not willing, willing partner with Oak Creek. That's not my point. My point is things should be very clear. Things should be given us to us ahead of time. Not, and when I ask for, you know, a cost and I have to basically argue my point to get some cost sheets discussed, it just doesn't seem right to me. And so I'll abstain. I'm not objecting to the project, just the process.
All right, a motion on the floor has been seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed? Madam Clerk, I request a roll call.
Alderman D'Andrea?
Aye.
Alderman Mayer?
Aye.
Alderman Wilhelm?
Abstain.
Alderman Taylor?
Aye.
Alderman Schmidt?
Aye.
Four ayes, no noes, one abstention. Ayes have it. Motion carries. All right, next item on the agenda, item 12. A resolution item authorizing an offer to declare official intent in relation to reimbursement of expenditures with proceeds of a borrowing for federal income tax purposes. Is there any questions, comments?
I'll second it.
It's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, ayes have it. Motion carries. G13, January 2014, monthly financial report.
Motion received and placed on file.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. I just want to commend Mr. Liberta and Paul for putting this together, and I think it's a great idea. And yes, Alderman Wilhelm.
It seems to me like the monthly financial report would be an extremely important thing for discussion. Given the fact that it makes several statements about unfavorable to the budget, and we don't seem to have any interest in go over those figures and how we might be able to change that. We have capital improvements, no revenue has been received yet. Now would be the time. He's here. I'm sure he'd be willing to make sure we know, but I guess there's no interest in that, so never mind. We'll go on to the next item.
Only on that subject, we do have a vice president of a bank. We have a county supervisor. We have former members of the finance committee. I'm former chairman of the finance committee. I think the packet and information in there is very clear. And it's very like very much like other documents that we had. So there's a motion to receive and place on files, and it's been seconded. Any further discussion? Alderman D'Andrea.
I'll just clarify this, that when you get a month-to-month budget analysis, these are the first pages, 96 through 97, 98, are just giving you a snapshot opinion by the individual that prepared the documents of a comparison from last year to this year. It's not necessarily anything that you need to be alarmed about, but these are just points to watch. And if Ms. Wilhelm wants a quick snapshot by her treasurer, let's just have Paul come up and clarify it real quick for her, and we'll move on our way. Paul? Because this is something that the Finance Committee did not see. Correct, Paul? I mean, this is the first I'm seeing this. So we haven't had a finance meeting yet either on this.
The reports in front of you are the January 2014 reports. This is the first month of the calendar year, and the city is on a fiscal year that matches the calendar year. So this is the first look at what's going on in 2014. Finance Committee has not met since December, so has not seen these reports at this point in time. They will see them at their next meeting, which is scheduled for the 25th of this month. Summary value of what's going on here. There are a number of funds that are being reported on. The general fund typically is considered the most important fund. For the current year, things seem to be moving along reasonably positive. That's why I use the term favorable and unfavorable as opposed to some other ones, because I think they speak to the issue of favorable or unfavorable. We, with the new financial system, are still working on how to time the budget through the year. So that will change as time goes along and we get a chance to do that. But we're using a method that is consistent with prior years' presentations to this group. You're looking for a very topside kind of view. Other than the interfund borrowings that are mentioned in the first page on 96 that I speak to, there aren't any significant items that need to be addressed this evening.
Any problems?
None at this point.
Alderman Dandrea, you have the floor.
So, Paul, basically your findings are is the state of health of the city for the, after 1 month, and granted, there are certain departments that are over budget just due to the weather that we've had, correct?
Correct. In the general fund, the DPW has been working diligently on issues, but they relate to the multiple snowfalls and issues that they're presented.
Right, but everything else, payroll, payroll, health, benefits, they all seem to be in line with budgets.
Correct.
Okay. No, I'm fine. Thank you.
Alderman Wilhelm?
Paul, if you had one area that you might want us to be cautioned on the most, or an area that, you know, you could see might come out unfavorable if we didn't make any changes, do you have a certain particular area that you would say might be a little more vulnerable than any other area?
Looking at the reports as they're presented, certainly the weather has presented the public safety groups and the Department of Public Works a number of challenges. And earlier this evening you had conversation about the repair to one of the pieces of equipment. $21,000 hit on that particular budget line is a significant hit, as the mayor pointed out earlier, and I think you were wise to use contingency funds for that. But I'm not prepared to talk at any depth at this point in time about significant issues after 1 month, and we are physically working on closing out the prior year.
Do you see any areas for making up that difference, increased revenue, any areas where you think where we might be able to, you know, get a more positive balance toward that hit we took?
The city has sufficient contingency reserves to deal with the one issue that's been presented to us in the first month of the year, so I don't believe there's any issues here of any significance that the council needs to address at this very early stage.
Liberta?
The only issue I would point out, and I don't think it's a problem because we plan for these things, we budget for these things, and we manage for these things. The only one I would be is you can probably anticipate when the audit of and the closure of last year comes forward saying that we're probably going to have a positive money from last year, I will probably suggest at that time using some of that to reinstate some of the hit that Jack's budget or the DPW budget has taken in salt. Because one of the reasons we don't have problems with salt that other communities report is because we stay ahead of the game and we keep our shed full and our money full. And we've taken a hit this year, so we've tapped into sort of the falls. We're within budget, everything's fine. We would be right where everybody else is, but we always stay ahead of that game. And so if we do, if the audit finishes with a positive fund balance, and our general fund balance is pretty strong, you'll probably see us recommend at that same point that we say, ooh, let's take that money. We probably need to put some back into the SALT budget, keep that shed full, so we stay in that positive budget and management position that we've been. You hear other communities complain about, what do we do? How do we get more salt? The lake's freezing over. We didn't have that problem because we manage it one half a step ahead of everybody else, and we should do that. So if I had something, it would be that, but we're going to be in a position to do that. Our goal with this report was simply to show you the format, tell you that with this year, with Paul taking over at the end of February, I said, Paul, here's something we're going to do differently, and we're going to do it each month. This will go to finance, and if they mention anything, because it's those are professionals who know to look for these things too, we'll make sure we bring it to your attention. And since a lot of these will occur at the beginning of the month, if there is some issue, don't be surprised if you see this show up on a committee of the whole meeting where you can have a broader discussion, you know, a couple of times a year. We don't have committee of the whole every month. But in preparing these reports, we're not just going to throw them at you blindly. If there's some issue we believe that needs to be brought to your attention, we're not going to say it was buried in that report, didn't you get it? We'll bring it to your attention. At this point, our goal really this early in the year is simply to share with you the format and let you know that going forward, you can expect that these will be part of our routine process.
Well, I appreciate that. And, you know, I was aware that this hadn't gone through the finance committee, and, you know, and I do respect that I sat on that committee with several of those people, so I know what their knowledge base is, and the fact that they hadn't had any input to us, I felt it was important. As the first report we've ever had to get a little feedback, get a little understanding, I appreciate the layout of it. I think it'll be very helpful for us moving forward, and I appreciate having some, at least small discussion about it, so that was helpful for me. Thank you.
Your Honor?
Yeah, I think this is the first where I've passed the gavel twice within about 10 minutes or so, but, you know, given that it is election season, I'm not running for office, but given it is, and that it seems like every matter that's coming up is getting much more attention than it does when you're not in the election season, and we do have a reporter here, I want to clarify some things. How much money do we have in the rainy day fund, approximately?
$6.5 million.
$6.5 million in the rainy day fund. Right?
So this is general fund reserve.
And do you remember what the goal was to achieve? About 20%?
The most recent goal the council has set is 20 to 30%, and we are at the high end of that range.
So we are like in great financial shape in comparison to other communities because we've met our goal. We have $6 million in a rainy day fund, correct?
There would, from talking to other finance officers around the state at various government financial officer meetings, most cities are very jealous of our fund reserve position.
I would, as the former chairman of the ICC for the 19 municipalities, I'll tell you straight out that they are so envious that they would kill to be in this financial position. And our borrowing position is unbelievable in comparison to other communities because we are so fiscally conservative in this area. We could spend things, but we choose, probably because of the nature and character of this community, to keep those pennies aside for that rainy day. And it's taken a lot because I remember starting all the discussions of this when I was the chairman of the Finance Committee. And so that there's absolutely no doubt, should we have a news article, what's our bond rating?
AA2.
And what's the top?
AAA.
So how far off are we from the best rating?
One.
And why is it that we can't get to AAA?
The size of the community and the tax base pretty much precludes the city from getting to the top.
So the only thing that prevents us from being a AAA bonded community is because of some technicalities. Outside of that, as the mayor, I'm extremely proud to say that we run this ship very fiscally constrained, and all of the aldermen should take great bows and be very proud of what you've achieved here.
And where is my opponent tonight?
And well, if we're going to get into elections, you know,
I mean, he got to make a jab at Steve.
You know, I'm not running for office, but if we're going to We're going to start playing elections here.
No, I wasn't.
I want to make sure that everybody, all 35,000 people in the city of Franklin and Milwaukee County in southeastern Wisconsin, and the people of Wisconsin and the nation, understand that this council has done a fantastic job with the finances of
the
city.
Thank you, Mayor.
You're welcome. Alderman Taylor.
Thank you, Your Honor. I want to echo what the mayor just said. This city is extremely well managed. What Mark Labrera talked about regarding salt, I mean, 45 years, how long has Jerry been here? We manage our departments. We put money into the budget for streets, for equipment. We do it very, very well. The mayor is right. I've been at ICC meetings. Other mayors are envious of what we have going on in Franklin. We have two aldermen, one's not here tonight, but three that have won 9 years, 6 years, 6 years, two new. We got four right here. As long as you stay this course, no matter who's in the mayor's seat, as long as this council continues to do what we've been doing these last 6-10 years, we'll be in great position. And it is election season, and you hear all the rhetoric about how the city is being mismanaged or where'd this money go, or we're now all of a sudden we're starting to have terrorist attacks and tragedies. I mean, we have an emergency management team if something does happen. But it sure sounds like, you know, we're just a shoe bomber away from something going off in City Hall. I mean, I don't understand it, but that's what I'm hearing. But I think we have, you know, very talented department heads, and we've been doing a very good job. So, you know, we have a bad winter, we can handle it. You know, something blows up in an engine on a vehicle, we can take care of it. They don't happen all the time. I've been 6 years, I've never had an engine blow up. Hell, we put off a $40,000 lawnmower like 2 years trying to patch that thing together, and we finally replaced it to do our parks. So fiscally conservative, we've been that. So don't let people fool you that this city is going in the wrong direction, because it's not going the wrong direction if you stay the course and keep on plugging ahead.
Okay, we have a motion on the floor to place on file. Second. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed? 5 ayes, no noes, ayes have it. Motion carries.
Thank you, Paul, for that report. Yeah,
thanks, Paul.
And thank you, Alderman Wilhelm, for actually having that conversation take place, because that's a glowing remark of this body.
Item 14, City of Franklin versus Legend Creek LLC and PNC Bank, related to the enforcement of a raise order. Who wants to, Mr. Liberto or Mr. City Attorney?
Staff recommendation is that the council enter closed session.
Okay. Is there a motion? You have to read it. Is there a motion that the Common Council enter closed session pursuant to Chapter 19.85, Sub 1, Sub G of the Wisconsin Statutes to confer with the City Attorney's Office as legal counsel for the Common Council, who are rendering advice concerning strategy to be adopted by the Council with respect to litigation in which it is involved concerning the enforcement of the City's raise orders for the buildings located at 9745 West Loomis Road, and discussion of granting extension to the time to answer the complaint for the defendants so as to discuss possible settlement options among the parties and to re-enter open session at the same place thereafter to act on such matters discussed therein as it deems appropriate. Is there a motion to that effect?
So moved.
Is there a second? It's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please take the roll.
Alderman Schmidt?
Aye.
Alderman Taylor?
Aye.
Alderman Wilhelm?
Aye.
Alderman Mayer?
Aye.
Alderman Dandria?
Aye.
5 ayes, no noes, ayes have it. Motion carries. We are going into closed session. Only those parties that have business regarding property that we're now talking about, or was once. It was pretty nice. So, City Attorney, could you potentially fashion a motion?
Mayor, suggest a motion to direct the City Attorney's Office to proceed in this matter as was discussed in closed session.
And Mr. Liberta, I'm sorry, Mr. Alderman D'Andrea, you might be making the motion. Is that the motion?
Well, we'll approve the motion as stated by the City Council.
Thank you. Is there a second?
A second.
Okay. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, five ayes, no noes, ayes have. Motion carries. Next item, Franklin Business Park Stormwater Pond Retrofit Project Dredged Materials Deposit. City Attorney, is it your recommendation that the council go into closed session?
Yes, Mayor.
Okay. Is there any objection? Is there any objection going to closed session? Seeing none. Common Council may enter closed session pursuant to Wisconsin Statutes Chapter 19.85 Sub 1 Sub E to deliberate the Franklin Business Park Pond Retrofit Project Dredge Materials Deposit and Site Location and the investing of public funds and governmental actions in relation thereto for competitive and bargaining reasons and to reenter open session at the same place thereafter to act on such matters discussed therein as it deems appropriate. Is there a motion to that effect?
So move.
Is there a second?
Second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please take the roll.
Alderman D'Andrea?
Aye.
Alderman Mayer?
Aye.
Alderman Wilhelm? Aye. Alderman Taylor?
Aye.
Alderman Schmidt?
Aye.
Five ayes, no noes, ayes have it. Motion carries. We are going into closed session. Only those parties that have business regarding item G. All right, we are back in open session. Mr. City Attorney, do you have a motion that could be fashioned?
Yes, Mr. Mayor, suggest a motion to approve the escrow agreement to assure the distribution of tax incremental district number 2 funds amendment and to authorize the acceptance of a release as set forth in the Common Council packet materials, a release indemnity covenant not to sue and covenant to hold harmless in conjunction therewith.
I would move said same motion as
second.
That's put forth by the city attorney.
Okay. And it's been seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed, five ayes, no noes, ayes have it, motion carries. If there's no objection, I'd like the vote to be recorded as unanimous. Seeing no objection, please record the vote as unanimous. All right, licenses?
Okay, we have a combination class B for Alley Cat's Pub and Grill, which we were told this evening is now going to be Swiss Street Pub and Grill. So they are renaming it. This is like the fourth name in the last like 2 years. Approve. Operator new. Hall, approve of the letter. Ramirez, hold for appearance. Struso, hold for appearance. Lodge, approve. Price, approve. Bavgatti Enterprises, LLC, approve. Public grant for the Franklin Police System and the Academy Alumni Association, recognition and event, approve. And Sam's Club's East Class A change of agent, approve.
Is there a second to the motion?
Second.
Been moved and seconded. I never know if this will be my last meeting, because whatever. I just wanted to compliment the licensing committee once again for doing a great job and also for being able to pronounce some of these names. I think you've done a much, much better job than I ever did when I was the chairman of the licensing committee. So I applaud you and thank you for your efforts.
Thank you.
Okay. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed, five ayes, no noes, ayes have it. Motion carries. Oh, where's Paul? Motions? You're probably wondering why asking you to make the motions after all these years.
I think it's a new practice we should continue.
Right. That's because the council, like we used to do, may have questions for you regarding some of the vouchers. So, and you also had one of the last couple of meetings, you had a couple of vouchers on there for $11 million and $14 million. So you might as well make the motions.
Well, I won't make the motion, but I'll read the motion and ask one of the council members to make the motion. But motion approving the net general checking account city vouchers in the range numbers of 151358 through 151547 in the amount of $750,288.30 dated March 4th through March 13th, 2014.
So moved. To approve.
Right, there's a motion to approve. It's been seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please take the roll.
Alderman Schmidt?
Aye.
Alderman Taylor?
Aye.
Alderman Wilhelm? Aye. Alderman Mayer?
Aye.
Alderman D'Andrea?
Aye.
Five ayes, no noes, ayes have it. Motion carries. Do you have another motion you'd like to read for the Common Council?
Yes. Yes, Mr. Mayor. Motion approving that payroll dated March 21, 2014 in the amount of $324,926.34 and payroll deductions and city matching payments of $361,943.50.
Is there a motion to that effect?
So move.
Is there a second? Second. It's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please take the roll.
Alderman D'Andrea.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman Schmidt.
Aye.
Five ayes, no noes. Ayes have it. Motion carries. Alderman Wilhelm.
I just want to know what the garnishment for the different law offices are up here.
We have several employees who have garnishments against them, and the payments are made to those two parties.
Okay. Thanks.
While you're on that, yeah. Next council can do what they want, but the current practice, the old practice, is if aldermen have any questions regarding the voucher statements when they pick up their packet on Fridays, they're supposed to contact your office if they have questions. That used to be the practice. I don't know if you're still having that practice or not.
We would appreciate that practice.
Well, I'm just going to tell you that was the practice, and I think it worked very well for many years. And as I have you here, I just wanted to thank you for the letter that you wrote regarding the minor league stadium proposal that hopefully all the aldermen have as well. And for doing a great job.
Thank you. That's two more motions, Your Honor.
Okay.
Motion approving property tax settlements in the ranges of numbers 13265 through 13269 in the amount of $370.09, dated March 6th through March 12th, 2014.
So moved.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please take
it. Alderman Schmidt.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderman D'Andrea.
Aye.
Five ayes, no noes, ayes have it. Motion carries. Do you have another motion you'd like to read for the council tonight?
Yes, I do, Your Honor. Motion approving city voucher number 151548 in the amount of $3,120, dated March 18th, 2014.
So moved.
So moved. Second.
All right, it's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Only that, that's another reason I wanted you to read the motions, is I have two motions in my packet, and I got the revised motion tonight when I sat down, but I just saw it now. Okay. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor, Madam Clerk, please take the roll.
Alderman D'Andrea.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman Schmidt.
Aye.
Five ayes, no noes. Ayes have it. Motion carries. Is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
Any further discussion?
Well, yes, just in case you're not here.
Yeah.
Thank you for all your dedication to the city.
Oh, thank you very much, Alderman Wilhelm.
Round of applause. But he'll be here in 2 weeks.
Can I get a rubber duck or something?
Yeah.
Okay. I was just going to say that if I wasn't here, I just wanted to say we've had our differences of opinions on many, many items. Obviously, when you work this closely on issues, you're going to have major disagreements. But I think I'd put this common council against any common council in Milwaukee County or throughout the state. Sometimes you need some applause, and you all do a very good job, and you're all dedicated to doing it, and I see that, and I think no matter who's going to be sitting up here, I think the city's going to be in great shape. If I can ever be of assistance to any of you, except when I'm camping, please don't hesitate to call me. So with that,
just don't be calling me because your street isn't plowed out.
No, we don't get to pick our alder. All right. With that, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, ayes have it. Motion carries.
Thank you.